we weren't really writing a lot of music at the time, although Gerald was always doing a lot of like comedy music. It is very funny, and he would put on little performances in his basement where he would do like comedy songs, like Dirty Beans, where he would open a can of beans and put them up, throw them on the floor and start smashing them while he was singing about dirty beans. He had a whole repertoire of silly, fun songs that were just all original, but definitely from his twisted sense of humor. I don't think I was writing too much. Maybe I was. I can't remember if I was writing too much music. But anyway, so we all had different backgrounds of things we were interested in, but we started to become aware of singles that were coming out and that were getting attention sort of in the underground scene and through fanzines and stuff. So the national groups that caught our attention right away were the B-52s. The early singles were very, very kind of inspirational, especially kind of the lineup too, because they had two keyboard players or two women in the band. We kind of naturally had that because we were gravitating, this core of friends. We had two women already, two young women that were part of our group. So that seemed like a fit and an inspiration. And then there were, Devo, the early Devo single. So this is before Devo or B-52s ever had, ever got signed or had albums out, but their self-released early singles were, I think, much darker and edgier and, kind of the things that we were starting to get energized by